This is a week at WEC, the World Environmental Education Congress 2024, and welcome to episode 2 in a special new season of podcasts from the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi. My name's Tim Elliott, and I'm one of the presenters of the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi's podcast, Naturally Educated, along with Abdulrahman Alzabi, who you're going to hear plenty more from in this series. And in this special season, we're looking back at and celebrating a milestone in environmental thinking and education in Abu Dhabi, the 12th World Environmental Education Congress. Under the theme, Connecting People, Creating Tomorrow, WEC 2024, as we affectionately know it, was an event characterized by deepened dialogues, expanded horizons, and the continual strengthening of our global environmental education community. Now, in this episode, we hear from more of the young people who attended the event, all of whom are trying to reclaim the narrative around sustainability, around environmentalism, and above all, trying to be good citizens.
Hello, everyone from WEEC. My name is Abdulrahman Zaabi, and today we're interviewing or asking questions to some of the youth that are participating at the conference. We have a number of very, very bright youth with us here on the round table. And we want to go around and ask just simply, you know, your names, what are you doing in this conference, and what do you hope to get out of it just briefly. So we'll start from my right.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Asha Ahmed Shahyari. I work at the Department of Culture and Tourism. I'm here to explore the educational opportunities that has been going through throughout UAE and the world, as well as exploring the future opportunities that this conference can definitely provide for the world.
Thank you, Asha. Shahed?
Hi, I'm Shahed Al-Kabi. I'm the president of the Sustainable Development Goals Youth Council. I'm here because I'm very passionate about education, knowledge, and mostly about knowledge transformation, and how can we reclaim our ancestors' knowledge, reclaim the narrative around sustainability, around environmentalism. And I think moving forward in the future, as a person who loves the Sustainable Development Goals so much, I appreciate the approach it takes, the holistic approach it takes in terms of looking at social and economic consequences of sustainability. And we hope that by the end of this conference, we'll move a little bit away from, you know, limiting the concept of sustainability to environment and green and recycling, and having a broader approach towards sustainable development and having youth for sure on board with that.
Thank you, Jad.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sara Seed. I am a 19-year-old climate activist and United Nations Habitat Youth Advisor. I currently work with the Starfish Canada as a community engagement manager, and currently in my new role as a storytelling transformation fellow with the Community Foundations of Canada. What I'm really passionate about in one word, it would be intergenerational building capacity. And I think it's so important that we have young people also learning from professionals in the industry and vice versa. And I think, you know, that's one of the great things about climate education, is that it's for everyone. And because we always learn, we never stop learning. And change ultimately begins with having the knowledge and the curiosity as a driver to design equitable solutions. And so my biggest passion is in the intersection between tech, gender equity, and as well policy, and ensuring that young people across Canada, but also internationally, have access to different resources, have access to the funding, the mentorship to take their projects to the next level. And at the same time, how we can use the narratives and the stories that we tell in a way to transform systems and to really bring about change.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Sara.
My name is Nooran Imam. I'm energy and environmental engineer. I'm working with the industry, making the industry more efficient and clean, net zero climate. And I'm working in a research in renewable energy. So I'm passionate about how the environmental education would positively affect the youth, and sharing new ideas with another generation, helping us to receive or perceive a sustainable world and sustainable life for us and another generation.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. Well, from what we noticed, right, you guys come from different backgrounds. Everyone is sharing a bit of their interests and knowledge and so on. And I want to build on that. So let's go again for a round around the table and tell me why you're at the event and what is the purpose of coming here. What do you want to get out of participating in this event?
Well, this event is one of the biggest events happening throughout the world, and having it here in Abu Dhabi is something really amazing. And it is because for environmental education, it's a type of education that is not being highlighted a lot in the past years. And it's been a great opportunity for it to be exhibited here throughout the 5 days, and for the kids and the community to experience what it is for people to enjoy environmental education and actually experience it. So it's really interesting to see how people see exactly what is environmental education. And it's also really interesting to see how people can be innovative and creative throughout being very environmentally innovative while mixing it with their normal lifestyles.
Nice. Aisha, actually, tell us more about how environmental education manifests in even in your area of the economy, in tourism and so on.
Well, environmental education would definitely support in the sustainability of the work that is happening throughout any organization. Mm-hmm. And it would support not only the organization financially, but also sustainability to the environmental locations that are around it, because it's all connected to each other. And being connected and making sure that we are aware of all the aspects and looking at them all together would help us also be very cautious in terms of what actions we take and what plans we have to make to make sure that those locations are being preserved as well as enjoyed by the society.
And I think that touches on what you also, Shahad, talked about, right? The holistic approach and so on. So tell us more about that and what your goal is from attending such conference.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start by talking about knowledge. One of the things that draw me to this conference is that every time I tell, you know, my fellows about environment, about sustainability, about, you know, making these small changes in your lifestyle that could have significant impacts on the environment. They keep telling me, well, leave whatever you learned in Australia, just in Australia. That's where I studied. You know, don't bring this, you know, British nonsense to our country. No offense to any other mm-hmm. culture that takes, you know, a lot of environmental precautions. But it has a lot of connotations with foreign narratives, and with it being a foreign concept. Sustainability is a foreign concept that has been imposed on us by Western forces. And it's like this force that has been imposed, and we need to sort of, we don't have to listen to it because it's not ours. And this thing has really been sort of, I don't want to say annoying me, but it has been a concern of mine, because I don't feel like sustainability is a Western concept. I think it's a concept, it's a humanitarian concept, mm-hmm. it's a global concept. And I started looking into the history of the UAE, and I started asking my mom and I started remembering my grandmother, who was mm-hmm. one of my strongest inspirations when it comes to climate change, because she always told me, when I was your age, it was colder than this. It wasn't as hot. I used to enjoy going outside. Mm-hmm. I don't like going outside these days. And it really makes me sad that in her last days, she didn't enjoy going outside. And it was for me, I was like, I'm trying to find where is the source of sustainability in our culture. And as I started searching, I found a lot. One of our sessions, which is Wisdom of the Sands, it will look at the history of sustainability within the UAE history. So we look at sustainability in different aspects of UAE history. As I mentioned, we talk about sustainability today from a holistic approach. So mm-hmm. we will look into sustainability in gender equality in the UAE history. We will look into architecture, sustainable architecture, burjil, wind houses, mm-hmm. the way our ancestors built their houses, how they were cautious of the environment, while also were creating spaces that people could gather in, spaces that created a sense of community that allowed people to gather, allowed people to have that sense of, you know, community cohesion. And it has a strong impact on their well-being, mental mm-hmm. and physical. We also look into marine biodiversity. We look at our marine cultural heritage and how sustainable that was. So to us, one of the mm-hmm. things, major things that we want to achieve from this conference is to reclaim the narrative around sustainability, to remember our ancestors, remember what they did, and to learn from them. I think in this region, what we need to do is to remember this information, learn from the past, and try to use our, just, you know, the same level that our ancestors used of innovation, to use, to reach that level of innovation in today's world, to use our, you know, historical knowledge, transform it, and see what type of solutions can we have that are, that are, you know, context specific, that are culturally sensitive, and that our people can relate to. That when I go to them and I tell them, let's start doing this just the way our ancestors did, they take it with pride. They don't think that it's a Western concept or something imposed from the outside. So that's sort of our first target and goal. The second one is we have a human library.
Nice.
Starting today, it's called Youth GBT, and it's everything that ChatGBT isn't. So it's not automated. It's people sitting. You get to tell us what you think, what informations you've got that you think are maybe right or wrong, and we will have a conversation around it. Our main goal is to kind of bust the myths around sustainability. There's a lot of myths in the field of sustainability and sustainable development.
Agreed.
And it's just, they're not spoken about. And we took the initiative to speak about them in this educational conference, because part of learning is unlearning what is wrong and relearning information that is correct. So what we're going to do today is we're going to sit, we're going to wait for youth to come, and we're going to have conversation, human conversations around climate, around sustainability, debunk those myths, see what concerns people have. Because sometimes when you are in an educational place, you feel a little bit ashamed or maybe hesitant to share myths you've got or any misinformation that you have, because, you know, you don't want to look like you're less educated. And we want to break that silence. We want people to come. We want them to raise all their concerns, all the myths that they've learned about. And we want to have a conversation around it, correct it if possible. And if we don't know, we just say don't know. And it's okay not to know something and to start learning about it and to start searching and starting the educational journey. So.
Wow, thank you, Shahad. What a great initiative, actually, right? You guys agree with me?
It's amazing.
Such an interesting approach to it as well, because it's been always communicated sort of one way. You know what I mean? You know, here's environment, how to be more environmentally aware, more sustainable, etc. But there's no back and forth. There's no communication happening as much as I guess you're pushing for. So I want to thank you for that effort. We want to move to Sara. Tell us more about what your goal is from attending this conference.
Yes, so I think one of my favorite quotes in the world is to be the change that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And my environmental journey really started from a very young age at 9. And this was a poster that I saw in my classroom. And it really resonated with me coming from Morocco, which is a country that has faced a lot of troubles because of the climate crisis over the past few years. And so I really think, piggybacking on what you said about unlearning and then relearning, I think one thing that we need to realize is that instead of seeing the climate crisis as all doom and gloom, we need to realize that the climate crisis also offers us this opportunity to, you know, create a new agenda, a new plan that includes marginalized groups, that includes youth. And I think we're seeing that already happening. But I think right now what we need it is at the pace and scale required to meet the IPCC goals and to achieve net zero, essentially. But one reason why I'm here is because of perspectives and collaboration. I think that is one of the biggest things that we need. We need people from around the world, different perspectives, different fields with different passions coming together to advocate for one common goal. And I think the path to do that is through climate education.
Mm.
Because climate education is no longer just an option, it's a necessity, as these years have reinforced. And I think that climate education should no longer be held within a textbook, but rather one of the things that I'm doing with the Starfish Canada is to actually make climate education interactive through, let's say, designing your own ebook, designing your own plan, let's say if you are a municipal leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are sort of the workshops that myself and the team at the Starfish Canada have been facilitating across the nation in order to ensure that young people are not just learning about it in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, but really, what am I curious about and how can I channel that curiosity into an agenda or a plan or a vision that I can contribute contribute to, whether that be through the means of technology, community engagement, policy writing. It could even be through art, social media, storytelling. And I think that's my biggest message at this conference, mm-hmm. is that there's no one way to create change. Essentially, we all have our own ideas. We have our own strengths. And I think what we need to do is combine everyone's strengths together in order to achieve the goals that we are working towards every single day.
Fair enough. United we stand, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I think this is such a noble and such a great way to put it as well, to make education sort of accessible, you know? So thank you for coming and representing Starfish Canada. So we'll move to our last speaker here. Noran, please share with us your goals of attending this conference.
Yeah. First, I want to share my story of my journey from school to environmental and energy engineer. All thanks, of course, to the environmental agency in Abu Dhabi and the Emirati environmental education that I saw in my school. I have experienced it. First of all, in my early years of schooling, I was introduced to Emirati community to environmental education from engaging lessons and hand-in-hand experience. The program make me a deep appreciation for our planet. So I received the knowledge I get from Emirati initiative sparked a passion for me to become environmental engineer. So the understanding the ecosystem, the impacts of human activities and daily life activities fueled my desire to make a difference. So I come here to explore more about environmental education and be part of it to influence the next generation.
That's fantastic. And I think from what the other speakers shared with us, there's a great opportunity for you to immerse yourself, in these fantastic initiatives. And hopefully you share that with your colleagues and friends as well. Well, I want to say for our speakers that our youth is here and ready to make a change, and they're ready to make it or do effective change. So I really want to thank you all for participating with us. And I hope to hear more and more about all your initiatives and events. Thank you so much.
As Abdulrahman said, the youth is here in Abu Dhabi. In episode 2 of A Week at WEC, that was Naturally Educated's Abdulrahman Al-Zabi, speaking to Aisha Al-Shiari from the Department of Culture and Tourism, Shahad Al-Kabi, President of Sustainable Development Goals Youth Council, Sara Saeed, a UN Habitat Youth Advisor, climate activist, Starfish Canada, a storytelling advisor as well, and Norana Iman, an energy and development engineer working with industry to make it more efficient and cleaner. Just some of the young people making a difference to a more sustainable future in Abu Dhabi. Next time in episode 3 of A Week at WEC, we'll hear from an amazing young PhD student who successfully fought and reversed biodiversity loss along the river environment of her home in India.